you. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. This is the Jazz Call on the 25th of February. And on the call, we have Rafik Damak, Cheryl Landonor, Alan Greenberg, Elaine Cruz, Sebastian Bachelet, Dave Kisundoyer, and for staff, we have Carla Valente, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Glenn de Saint-Gervais. We have apologies from Alex Bukuru, Avery Doria, Tony Harris, and Olivier Cressin-Leblon. And I think probably from Carlton Samuels too, because we have not been able to call out to him. Thank you very much, Rafik. Over to you. But let me just please remind people to say their name before they speak for the transcription purposes. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining today's call. We will start because in relation to what will happen Monday and Tuesday, we'll discuss if... I think there is an echo. Okay, it's okay now. To discuss about sending letter. Operator, can you please check what is the source of this echo? Okay. So to discuss about the sending letter for the board and GAC meeting, especially now with in regard to the publication of the GAC scorecard is published, and they already include in motion about the recommendation of our working group. So I'm not sure now if because in the last call we discussed, and maybe we can just send the executive summary with maybe some updates regarding what we did already in our working group. But now that the CAC scorecard it already includes our recommendation, I'm not sure what kind of message or letter that we should send, especially now we don't have real time to do that. And also, as a reminder, that we have already some people who are going to attend as observers, even if they cannot intervene, but at least they can talk after maybe with some GAC members or even board members. So, any comments, any suggestion, any feedback, any idea?
Rafik, this is Andrew. My apologies. I just got on the call. Can you bring me up to date? I'm sorry.
We started with the first item about how to... as you remember, in the last call, we talked about sending the executive summary, maybe with some updates to the GAC and for the GAC and board meeting. But now, as the GAC scorecard include already different recommendation from our milestone report and stress the just working groups. Works. I said that I'm not sure what kind of message that we should send to the for that meeting.
Thanks.
Okay. So I hope that we have some comment. As we have. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Just reviewing the. The GAC scorecard with the position and the ICANN board's position seems like the only real difference is that they're saying that you need to make sure that everything is included into the VM language to be able to your hand. They don't really
suggest Sorry, Ellen. I cannot really hear you well.
Okay, I'll repeat that. So, looking at the GAC scorecard, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
They are suggesting that the documents all get translated into the UN language well beforehand, so that the communities have an opportunity to participate, but they haven't really written a position in this scorecard regarding any of our other suggestions, except that the cost consideration be reasonable and proportionate. So I think maybe we should talk about if we want to prioritize any of our recommendations and which ones we should focus on for Monday.
You mean to prioritize some recommendation more than others, or?
Well, yeah, let's talk about what's the main message we want to bring to the deck.
Okay.
You're both fading out. I can hardly hear you.
You mean who? Me or Ellen?
Both of you.
Really? Okay. I didn't talk so much now, but maybe Ellen. Ellen, can you just maybe to summarize what you say? Because I think I'm not sure that everybody got what you said.
Okay. Well, the GAC scorecard, they do not really take much of a stand on any particular topic except consideration should be reasonable and proportionate, and that the documents should all be translated into UN languages within a reasonable time period. So that's what published as a question. What I'm saying is that we think about we have a lot more material than that. So what is it that we want to bring to their attention on Monday and Tuesday?
Okay. Any comments? We also just, we are in touch, I think, with Alice Monia, who is in the GAC working group about, including all the stakeholders from developing countries. So we are in touch with them. There is no response yet from the site, but at least we are in contact with them. So maybe if we have some insight from Sebastian or Andrew. Andrew, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Rafiq. I'm wondering, you mentioned the contact that you've had with Alice, and I wanted to know to give us a little bit more input into the nature of that contact. That might be a good place for us to start, because if we're making common cause with her and her group, I think our recommendations are going to have a lot more oomph. You know, it's going to land on the ears of our audience in a much better way.
In fact, it's not really me who contacted her directly. So I know that at least Cintra, who contacted Tracy, who is in that working group. And also Alex, because he know her, and also I think Avery. So we have some people contacted her, but I'm not sure if she really, if she replied to them or not. Because the problem I know also that she is not in Kenya now, but she is in she was in Geneva. So I'm not sure if she really replied to our request. So really, I cannot say what how we can work with them anyway. But
one thing, Rafiq, that makes some sense to me is why don't we take what we have in terms of recommendations and some of the things that have come out of these last couple of months of discussion, and shoot them to her, get her reactions.
Sorry? Just can you please just repeat what?
That's okay. The suggestion is as follows, that that we take our recommendations and some of the work that we have been doing in the last couple of months and put it together and either have a discussion with her or at least present it to her to get her reactions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can do that to contact her also.
I mean, I think that that's a reasonable thing for us to do, and that's a reasonable request for her. And that'll give us some good feedback from someone who's got the ball on the emerging market side.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's you think that we should, as we are in touch with her, so it's better that we at least to inform her about what we already did in this couple of months.
Rafik, I'd even go so far as to say that if we could set up a conference call with her, even a brief one, to go through the recommendations, that might make some good sense. Answer any questions she might have, try to get a sense of her priorities.
I think that one of the problems is that if she can attend one of and maybe the other members of the working group to attend one of our calls, as far as we don't have any response, we can set up an ad hoc call for that reason, so to have a discussion with her, to have just as a agenda discussion between the working group and the GAC working group. Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, just to be clear about the process, there is a working group with a GAC member and board member and staff to work prior to the Brussels meeting. As the Brussels meeting is happening Monday and Tuesday, and GAC and board will meet separately on Sundays, and I don't see how you will be able to have a call prior to that. And I am not sure that those groups will still be alive after and between Brussels and San Francisco. Then it's not to say that it will not be a good idea to have Alice or other GAC representative to this working group. I think it's always a good thing to have, and to have them working with the other part of the community. But for Brussels itself, I guess it's something over. But just to be clear, what is a working group? It's Alice Munilla and Juan Royanta Fernando from Sri Lanka, and from the board, it's Katim Touré. But of course, you have two staff members of the group here on the call. I guess it's why Olof joined today, as I joined. Olof is on this group, and Carla, of course. And you have I know that there were others from GAC and others from board, but that's a core group working on that subject. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. Okay, it's clearly quite over for this, for the Brussels meeting, but not sure. Maybe we need, anyway, to continue working with at least with them, maybe later, maybe at least till the San Francisco meeting, so just maybe 10 days, something like this, and to see what we can do in the meantime. Olof, maybe he can give us some update or some perspective.
Hello. Yeah, Olof here. Well, at any rate, if you want to convey a message, I think, first of all, Sebastian will be on the spot, obviously, and so will I. So we would be in the position to carry some water directly from you to the actual meeting, to the extent that the time allows and whatever. From practical perspective, I I agree with Sebastian that, well, there's no real time now to try to have another call with Alice or some other from the GAC subgroup dealing with these matters before the Brussels meeting. They will be fully occupied Monday and Tuesday, and of course this is one of the topics, but there are 11 more, and some of them I fear will take quite some time. So perhaps email exchanges to her, but it's certainly possible for to try to make a short statement if there's anything in particular you want to highlight.
Yeah, thanks, Olaf. That's why I was asking, because many points are already in the GAC scorecard, so I'm not sure what kind of what we want to highlight. Sebastian, please go ahead. Sebastian, you raised
it. No, it was to be agree with Olaf, but. Yeah, anything you want to add to what's already public, we can carry it to the group and see what we can do. What it will be important, maybe it's to have on next Friday call to have a feedback on where we are, GAC board on that issue, if there are something publicly available. Because it will be useful to the work from this working group. But I guess you have both the support of the GAC and the Resolution 20 of the Nairobi meeting for these working groups. And what is important now is to try to deliver as soon as possible more what you can.
Yeah. I agree. If we can, even with the tight timeline to produce a milestone or intermediate report, it will be agreed, and we can really carry our message to the board. Sebastian, so we can count on you. To carry our message and to maybe to advocate. I don't want to push you to do that, but we really, I think many members of our working group will be happy that you can do that, because it's a great opportunity for us to advocate our position in such a meeting. Okay. Seeing no further comments, maybe we can...
Rafiq, this is Olaf. One way of scoping the thoughts here is there anything in what GAC, the GAC advice, what they say that the group fundamentally disagrees with? That may be an important message as well.
You mean if there is a point of disagreement with the GAC?
Yeah, from the JAS working group side.
I sent the link for this GAC scorecard. I didn't see any disagreement. I'm not sure it's for the whole working group members, but I think they have more disagreement for the other 11 items, but not for the for that the item related to jazz work. Okay.
That as such is of course a message.
Yeah. We can. Yeah. So okay. Just if any there is any volunteer that. I can work with maybe this weekend to prepare a short message statement. I will be happy, so because I'm not really, I'm not a native speaker, and I'm So I think we need the kind of formalization. So I would be really glad if there is any, if there is someone who wants to volunteer for to draft a short message. Okay. Okay. It sounds that. Okay. I will wonder to handle that alone. Okay. So I think that maybe we can move. So seeing no further comments or feedback, so we can move to the next item. So just that last week we said that we will select. For the face-to-face meeting, we will have we will agree about the time slot. I think Jijeni suggested that we have that meeting in Thursday from 14th to 15th 30. So if there is no objection, we can just select that the time slot and so. Okay, please, Jenny, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I wanted just to tell you that according to the schedule, the final schedule of the meeting in San Francisco, this lot of time, we don't have any meeting except one specific meeting for a working group. So I don't think that anyone of us is involved in it. That's why I propose this time.
Yeah, I agree. So if I don't hear any objection, I will ask Carla to reserve for us that that time slot for the face-to-face meeting on Thursday.
Rafiq, this is Carla. Thursday, what time and for how long?
No, it's from 14th, and which will take 1 hour and a half. So from 14th to 15:30.
14 to 15:30. Okay, 1 hour and a half. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Let me fix it one issue for the San Francisco meeting. Ah, Eden, please.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the schedule. Usually the public forum is on Thursday afternoon. I see that public forum is scheduled from 4 to 6.
Yeah, it's before the...
Why that's later and so much later than usual?
I think it would be before the public comment, so I think we can... So just we keep
it
for
is.
1 hour and a half.
It is before the public forum.
Yeah. Okay.
And if we don't have, excuse me, Rafiq, if we don't have too much thing to do, we can make it 1 hour a meeting so that we will have half an hour before the public forum as a free time.
Anyway, so just it depends if we need more than one hour.
Yeah.
Or 1 hour and a half. We will try to keep it in 1 hour and a half so we allow every people to join the public forum in time. So just maybe we should also start in time in that day. Okay. So, doing that, we can move to the next item, which is about a report for work teams. So we can start with the work teams A and P, led by Tijani. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Since I didn't attend the last call, I don't know what were your comments about what was proposed, what Sintra sent on as a Google Docs. But perhaps I will let Sintra to speak, since she knows what was made as comments. Sintra?
Hi, just to summarize the comments made on the last day, there was some discussion about the three-year financial reporting being too onerous, particularly for companies that were just set up for this purpose to apply. And I believe Tijani has incorporated that change. As well, there was some discussion of gaming and how to disqualify companies or applicants that lie at the onset and provide incorrect financial information. And that, I believe, was dealt with, as well as replenishing the fund for successful applicants. So I think it was just really up for review, the document, by the members of the routine. There was a bit, Tijani and I have been talking, and I think there was a bit of contention with regard to the scope of this routine. So I don't know if our document actually goes beyond our scope or if it is limited to that, but it may be information in it is relevant and can be used in other areas. Okay?
Yes, may I speak?
Yeah, please.
Okay. As for gaming, I proposed an earlier time that we deal with this point, but I received a lot of comments telling that it is not our work, and if we enter inside this area, we will not be able to finish the work. That's why I wrote exactly what was recommended by some of the members of this group, telling that this will be done by specific or qualified parties that have skill in proving the truth and verifying the applications. That's why I stopped there.
Okay, I'm not sure about the last point, but I think the idea is to define how. Sorry, there is an echo. To define how the guidelines, how we will do the work, but not to do the work itself about verification.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what. I don't see any reason but to prevent us to define those guidelines, and then which entity will handle that is, I think that's the ICANN or the should be responsible of that.
Rafiq, what do you mean by guidelines?
How to say? So,
give an example.
Guidelines. So guidelines, we mean that we explain how, because we say that we define some criteria, but how we will define, I think, the process or the way that to check or to define this criteria. So we say that we define we need the applicant is eligible, but how we define the process to check this, that the applicant is in needy situation or not. So it's more to give guidance for the ICANN staff to implement that. So we explain how to, but the ICANN staff will implement that.
If I understand you well. If I understand you well, you mean that we have to say who is a needy applicant. That means that what are the criteria of need that we have to use, and this is, and this was done. After that, how to verify if those elements are true or not true? People said it's not our work.
Okay, we said that we have some criteria, but how to verify those criteria? How to define them, like by metrics, by in different ways? So that's what we need as as working group to provide as guidelines. So we can say that only those criteria are, should be verified by the applicant in order to receive assistance. But we need to define how we can in what way to define them. It's not clear, but. If you remember, when we started, we talked about metrics, so that some thresholds, some metrics that can help us to check that.
That was done. The threshold was defined. We have to discuss the amount, the value. If you are not okay with the values, we can discuss them. But the threshold was done, was put there. Okay, anyway, so if you have, even if you can send me an email with examples of the guidelines you mean, it will be good for me to, or for the working group, working team to advance.
Okay. So, for example, I just heard said in the chat that definition of HLBT primarily expressed as material need and corresponding implemental means to verify applicant eligibility. Okay. Please, Sintra, go ahead, and after we have Andrew in the queue. Please, Sintra.
Hi, I can be wrong, but my interpretation of the document was that we are defining primarily need, as Eric just posted, based on financial constraints. But also, we should also define need based on technical problems and technical requirements and other aid that may be required by applicants, which I don't know if we have really covered it or if we really need to assert criteria for other need that may be required, if that is in the scope of our work team or not as well. The document that we had initially drafted that I pointed you to earlier this week, also gave steps to an overall process, including replenishing of the funds by applicants who are successful. Again, that is something we need to decide whether or not we want to place it here or at another area, you know, if it's beyond the scope of this specific
routine. Thank you. Andrew, please go ahead.
Okay. I think I understood that last bit. I'm not entirely sure, but we talked a little bit about the whole idea of who would be doing the judging, and I believe from my notes that and from my remembrance that we were kind of strong on the idea that it shouldn't be ICANN, because ICANN is itself an interested party. Did I remember that correctly? Did everybody seem to agree with that? Because that's kind of the impression that I had from our earlier conversation.
I agree.
Cinta, that's you saying agree? Yeah, I think that's what we had. So we have, effectively, we have two or three different things that we're going to have to finalize, right? One is, what are the criteria, and whether they are a technical criteria and a financial criteria, And then the second thing is who would be doing the evaluating and how will we structure that and pay for it? And on the one hand, we want to keep that as simple as possible. On the other hand, want to make sure that we make it robust enough so that it's clear and relatively quick so that it doesn't waste a lot of people's money. Make sense?
Andrew, who are you asking?
I was throwing that out to our group in general.
Okay.
Sorry.
We have Jin in the queue. Maybe he can reply to your question. Please, Jin, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. As for the party who will verify, I can be this party, but you said before I wasn't in, on the call that it shouldn't, because it is a party, it is interested party, because I don't know, we have to pay for it. If it's not I can, we have to pay for it. Second point, the criteria. Technical criteria, what that means? That means that we have to see if the applicant have a need in the technical side. But I think that the need you can test it by the financial need, because if you have money, you can buy a technical platform, you can borrow one, there is no problem. But if you don't money, you can't do anything. So the our work, I think that our mission is to, it is clear in the mission, is to see how to demonstrate the financial need. So we are going to see how to demonstrate this need, the financial need, because people who have money can buy a platform or can rent one. It is not a problem.
Hi, Rafiq. This is Evan.
Hello, Evan.
Hi, sorry. I'm not on Adobe Connect. I was just wondering if I could just add something to what Jenny said. Basically, in total support. I don't even think we need to concentrate a whole lot on the technical capabilities, except when it comes to things like donated services and things like that. Tijani's absolutely right. Technical capability can be bought, and the trip to any ICANN meeting will show no end of organizations willing to provide technical capability to those registries and would-be registries that can't do it themselves. So I don't know so much if technical capability is even something that we need to worry a lot about. If somebody's got the finances to do it, then they can buy the technical capability. If they don't, either we can show them, lead them to how to do it, or figure out ways of subsidizing the ways of getting that technical capability. So it just makes our lives a little bit more complex if we're trying to address this on multiple fronts. This is mainly about money.
Thanks, Evan. We have Eric and then Carla. Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tijani. Thank you, Rafiq. This is a response to Tijani and also to Evan. An observation that the cost of technology is not globally constant, and it really isn't globally available. Secondary name servers for Egypt were operated out of Seattle. It's not the case that you can actually buy a solution that actually puts the solution where it is needed. You can buy one that's available where it's currently available, yes, but it's not necessarily true that every applicant is going to be making a request to the existing providers are able to answer for existing infrastructure. So my real question is that the cost of technology is not a global constant variable, and some places it actually can't be bought. If Rindy approached me in a prior occupation asking for hosting. And, of course, they did not want hosting in Burundi because there really was no network at all in Burundi. We have an applicant who wants hosting in Burundi, answering them with a solution that's located on the west coast of the United States or in Europe is simply not really a solution. So I don't think it reduces to just money. And I'll stop here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Kava, please go ahead.
No.
Rafik, did you talk to me? Oh, I lowered my hand.
Yeah, you have raised it. Ah, yeah, it's okay. So you okay? Yeah, as you like.
Yeah, I just wanted. I'm sorry, Rafik. I take that back. I just wanted to remind people that so there's the process. If I can, is to do any of that, which you know is going to require changes, and we need to take a look at conflict of interest and any other kind of issues because we are evaluating the applicant itself at this point. But if I can were to implement something like that, we need to take into account that. If we partner with World Bank or any other agency that is providing some kind of financial support to applicants, they will have their own criteria to do so. So is that two processes that you envision? One process in which ICANN would do the evaluation and another process in which other organizations would do the evaluation? My understanding from the board, and Sebastian, you please correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding from the board resolutions is that the preference was that this kind of assessment or evaluation was done outside ICANN. Thank you.
Thanks, Carla. Okay. Adam, please go ahead.
I think where the evaluation will be done is going to depend on essentially who's making the decision and whose resources or discretion it is. As an example, we gave one of the suggestions that was made early on was that instead of paying the fee in a lump sum, that the applicant for disadvantaged applicants be allowed to pay in sections. You know, essentially equal to those that ICANN identifies as associated with each part of the process. You know, and those numbers are available based on the refunds that are available if an application is canceled partway through. And that would clearly be ICANN's decision whether to do it, so ICANN would have to do that evaluation according to criteria that we're supporting, that we're providing. If we're talking about money from the World Bank, it's obviously World Bank or whatever. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Okay, if there is no further comment for work team A and B, I think we can move to the next work team. So please let me know if you have any further comment. Okay, hearing none, so the next work team, it should be because I think Andrew sent some updates in the mailing list, so the work team related to the IDF. Please, Andrew, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Yes, I put together the notes and sent them out for everybody to have based on the conversations that we've had and some inputs from Eric and from Tijani. It's out there. Would anybody? Does anybody have any questions or anything that wasn't clear based on what we sent?
I am sorry, Andrew. I didn't read yet your email. I am sorry.
Not a problem. You have your some of your thoughts. Many of your thoughts have been included in it from earlier conversations.
Thank you,
Eric. You want to jump in?
Thank you, Andrew. I hope I'm break up less than on the last intervention.
It's not just you on this call, for what it's worth. It's been a number of people.
Oh, good. I mean, well, bad, actually. I would like to see the see us express this not initially as a bundling proposal, but as an attempt to find the right solution for needs which take more than one label. So that's, I know this is difficult to get across, but when internationalizing an operating system, the first thing to do isn't to add support for some script. Actually, the real hard part is realizing that the model for a character was the wrong model if the model of the character knew that every character was 8 bits long or 7 bits long. And so the real hard part of internationalizing ICANN isn't adding a language or translating some document into some new language. It's realizing that the way we conduct ourselves is Anglo-centric. And here we have it in the application model that every label is considered an application, and yet we have the variant problem created by, well, I don't want to point fingers unnecessarily, but we have reasonable use cases where it where the requirement is not for multiple labels expressed as multiple applications all at multiple costs, but for one group of labels which meet one applicant's needs. So I know this is an implicit criticism of Peter and Paul and their successors, which is Peter and Rod, and ICANN's model of what an application is up to this point. But if we don't get this point across to them, they're really just going to move chairs around and offer modest discounts or nothing on multiple strings as multiple applications. So that, I think, is the very first point to get across, is that the resources required for an for a registry are one or more labels, and an application should be for one or more labels. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. I saw that Ellen raised the hand and then lowered. Ellen, you still want to comment?
Yes, thanks. I do agree with Eric that this shouldn't be put forward as a proposal for bundling. I think bundling has a lot of negative connotations attached to it. So I do appreciate the statement further down in the email that what are the other options to enable or facilitate multiple script applications? And is there a way to do this without adding to cost besides bundling? So I think we should really focus on those two questions. Thanks.
Elaine, this is Andrew. Just to follow up on that, you know, bundling was the first idea that we came up with, and it is a way of doing this that appears to have limited cost, which I know we're focused on because of the limited resource. Certainly, if there are other good ideas, I mean, let's try them. The key thing is to get past the, you know, to get past the post and to not thin out our resource base too much. And we were talking earlier about these communities that have multiple script identities and how important, you know, how basically the idea of having only one script is a, you know, isn't gonna get them where they need to go. And so that's why we're trying to see if maybe that's a kind of bundle that makes sense. I don't know, but leave it, you know, call it whatever we will. I mean, the name bundling, if that's become an issue, I we're willing to walk away from that. The key thing is to get the output.
Thank you, Andrew. Any comment? Okay, hearing none. So so the last talk here, we have Eden the leader of work team, I think, TEF. Ellen, do you have any update for us?
Thanks, Rafiq. I've done a little bit of work this week, mostly outreach to providers, and unfortunately haven't received any responses from anyone indicating a willingness to provide services. That's probably just, hopefully that's just a lack of time to consider the idea. And albeit in Brussels at the GAC board consultation, and we'll do whatever I can there to put forward the work that we've done there. Thanks.
Thank you, Ellen. Just a question. I know that you contacted Kieran and even CC put us in CC, but I don't think that he sent any reply yet. So do you think that maybe we can send him early Monday or something?
He actually responded directly to me, and he noted that he can't actually distribute his mailing list to us, but he said he was willing to forward any material that we send to him along to the providers that were at the conference in some newsletter form, and I haven't seen that go out yet. I will send him a note today asking him if he'll still do that. I did send him basically rough outline of what we're doing and saying what we're looking for. I'll CC the group on that email so you can see what I sent. Thanks.
Thank you. We have Eric and then Carla. Please, Eric, go ahead.
Rafiq, did you say my name?
Yes. You raised your hand.
I can hear you. This is for Elaine. Elaine, if we provide a menu of likely needs, things we think the applicants are likely to need, then we can get the usual suspects. We have to provide them anyway with an opportunity to respond. They're able to provide some or some portion of the menu. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. I've put together a spreadsheet that breaks out the application question and matrix, and have sorted out which questions need what sort of work. So is it a question that requires some technical expertise? Is it a question that requires some legal expertise? Is it just a consulting question? Do you need some financial help here? So I've got that all done. I still haven't posted it to the wiki because I still don't know how to access that.
Carla, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. This is Carla. A quick update. I started putting together a mock-up for the web page that the board requested on a resolution, in which we would have a list of organizations that are offering help and applicants that are seeking help. And this mock-up started. I'm working on disclaimers, terms and conditions, and things like that. So it's not ready for prime time yet, but this is something already in the works. In this list, we would have the names of the organizations and also where they are located in geographically and what type of help they offer, a link to the website and contact information. And we would have also from the applicant side the name of the applicant, the location, the country or the region, and also what type of help this applicant is seeking. The purpose of the web page or this space is to really match or make it easy for the organizations that are willing to offer help find the applicants that are seeking help and vice versa. So this is one of the things that I want this group to be aware of. This work is already on the way. The second thing is some concern that the group might be reaching out to third parties at this point on behalf of ICANN. Once we have all of this criteria and everything put together and the website, my recommendation is that we post an announcement and ICANN reaches out to the group, but we do all at once and we do all in a very public and transparent way. So we give opportunity for all organizations and everyone to know at once that this is being worked on and available. Thank you.
Thanks, Carla. Any comment? Irene, do you want to comment what that Carla just said about the page?
No, that's clear to me. It's fine for me to wait to do any outreach until that's ready. I think that makes the most sense. As far as being efficient and fair.
Thank you. For Carl, I think that what we are doing, the outreach, is not, I don't think that there is anybody who say that we are doing this on behalf of the ICANN, just it's more with our, it's done with our personal capacity. We're trying to just to not to wait for really at the end to do that, so, and to see if we can have an organization that can help later. Carla, your hand is still raised. You want to comment?
Yeah. How is this done in personal capacity, Rafik?
It's like what...
And also my concern that the fact that we should be using a standardized messaging and standardized kind of material, and I just don't understand the personal capacity in this context.
Carla, yes. What I did was the letter that we wrote and approved as a group back in June. Call for interest from providers and potential applicants. I just forwarded that to Kieran. So that's something that's already been published. It's already put on the ICANN blog. It wasn't any new material. And I just forwarded that to Kieran and asked him if he'd distribute that to the providers that had gone to the .next conference 10 days ago.
Okay. So just kind of what I meant by personal capacity is not that so we are trying to not wait really at the end that we do an official announcement for ICANN. So just to explain like what Jazz Working Group is, what we are doing in the Jazz Working Group, and to see, I think, the reaction of some like providers, etc., but we are not talking on the behalf of the ICANN, so I'm not really seeing any problem for transparency at this level. It just we try to see maybe the reaction of those people that who may, as I say, I'm saying who may help later. So it's anyway, if we have a page and official announcement, it will be helped, but it should be done as soon as possible, not to wait really at the end and then to make it complicated for a possible NITI applicant. So, thanks. Anyway, there is any further comment? Okay, I think that we run out of time. And then we can adjourn this call for today. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Oh, Tijani, you have a comment?
Yes, last question. It is about the other thing. Carla, I sent you an email about the page. Did you? I asked you, did you already create pages for each work team? Because I didn't find pages. Or shall I create a child page for my work team?
Hi, Tijani, this is Carla. I'm sorry I didn't see your email. Anyone from this group should be able to create a child page.
Okay.
If you, for whatever reason, cannot do that, please let me know and I'll create one for you. Just let me know exactly what you want.
No problem. I will do. But I thought you said in a call that there is pages for each work team. That's why I was wondering. Perhaps they are put other well in another place. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. I was not creating the page for each subgroup. That was not my intent. But I will be happy to do so if you have, you know, some issues in doing it.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
Okay, so heading and then I can now we adjourn the call for today. Thank you everybody for joining this call. I think we don't have a call in Tuesday. So, see you in Friday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Good.
Bye.
Thanks everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Operator? Operator? Luis? Okay, you cannot hear me.